Good afternoon. Thank you for coming to the press conference this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, I shall be making an announcement about an individual, Dragan Čović, but I shall also be making an announcement about a policy and about a principle. And I can understand fully that in your newspapers and in your press reports, you will concentrate on the individual. But I hope you'll also give some coverage to the principles that's involved here, because I think they have a very great deal of implication for Bosnia and Herzegovina in the future. Well, it is with deep regret that I have had to call this press conference today to announce that I have, after a very great deal of thought, decided that I have no option but to require Dr. Dragan Čović to step down from his position as a member of the presidency with immediate effect. I informed Dr. Čović of this decision in a personal meeting a few moments ago. If I were to be honest with you, I'd say that this has been probably the most difficult decision I have had to make during my mandate, and it's a decision I take with great regret. But I'm very clear, indeed, that it is the right decision. In a moment, I will explain to you why this decision was necessary. But let me first of all explain what were not, I underline the word not, among the reasons for this decision. I'm not asking Dragan Čović to stand down because he has been a bad president. On the contrary, he has been, by and large, I believe, a good president. Nor is it because he has been opposed to European reform process. On the contrary, he has shown himself committed to reform, both inside the HDZ and in the government. And in at least one case, the crucial case of defense, he contributed decisively to the successful outcome of the reform process in BIH. Nor is this in any way intended to be, as some like to claim, an attack on all Croats in BIH. This is not about diminishing any individual or any constituent people. It is about supporting the rule of law and upholding the highest standards in politics, and nothing else. Nor is it because there is any question that Dr. Čović should enjoy the presumption of innocence. Whether Dr. Čović is found innocent or guilty of the very serious charges for which he now stands indicted before the BIH courts is a matter for the courts to decide and no one else. So Dr. Čović is entitled to the presumption of innocence like any ordinary citizen. But he is not an ordinary citizen. He holds one of the highest executive offices in the land, and this requires adherence to standards which are higher than that which would be required of an ordinary citizen. However good he may have been in his position, the interests of one person cannot be allowed to stand above the integrity and reputation of the country's institutions. Now, this is a principle which has been established and has been applied for some years now in BIH. The principle is simple, that anyone who is indicted for criminal offences whilst holding high executive authority is required to stand down for their post in order to defend themselves as a private citizen so as not to damage the public office which they hold. This is the principle that was applied and accepted in a number of vetting decisions over the last year, when individuals who were being considered for high executive office were specifically told that if they were indicted, they would be required to stand down. It was the principle applied to and accepted by, for instance, Mila Gajic, who was indicted and subsequently stepped down from her position as Minister of Foreign Trade and Economic Relations in the state government on the 12th of August 2003. It was the principle applied to and accepted by Mir Kosharovich, even though the details of the allegation against him were different. It was the principle applied to Milorad Dodik when in December last year he expressed an interest in being the Prime Minister of Republika Srpska, and I had to tell him that since he was subject to an indictment, this was not a position that could remain open to him. In short, this principle has been applied to and accepted over a number of years to a considerable number of individuals from all parties, from all parts of Bosnia and Herzegovina, and from all ethnicities. I can see no reason in justice why Dr. Čović should be an exception to this established rule. Indeed, it would be unreasonable and unjust to those to whom this principle has already been applied if we started to apply exceptions at this stage in BIH's development. I now want to use this opportunity to make some general points about the importance of this policy to Bosnia and Herzegovina. Let me make it clear, however, at the start that these are about the policy in general. They are not intended in any way to undermine or to place in question the presumption of innocence on any individual, a presumption of innocence to which Dr. Čović is, without reservation, entitled. So let me talk about the general policy. First, why is this principle of resignation from high executive office in the case of confirmed indictment so important to BIH? After all, as some have pointed out, this is a principle applied in some, but not in all, Western democracies. So why should it be applied here in BIH? Well, the answer to that question is very simple. Unlike many Western democracies, which have long histories, well-founded stability, and the established trust of their citizens, Bosnia and Herzegovina is a democracy which is still very fragile, its peace not yet fully secured, its institutions in their infancy after a terrible war only 10 short years ago. The truth is, as we all know, that BIH's institutions still have to win the trust of their citizens. BIH's institutions are not yet trusted by the citizens of this country. And one of the reasons for that distrust, as every citizen knows, is the dangerously close connection between criminality and politics and the high level of corruption in BIH's political structures and governmental institutions. Now, none of this is to say that any individual is guilty of the indictments against them. It is merely to assert that if BIH is to win the trust of its citizens, without which no secure form of government or stable peace can be established, then in choosing which standards are appropriate to BIH, only the highest standards will do. And that standard is the standard, as I said, that has been applied in BIH for a number of years, that though a person holding high executive office is entitled to the presumption of innocence, which is every citizen's right, they should defend themselves as private citizens so as not to damage the integrity of the office which they hold. Now, I believe this policy is not only right, I believe it has widespread public support. And there is another reason why holding to this principle, however difficult and uncomfortable, is so important for BIH at this moment as it contemplates its future. Next year, after the 2006 elections, the winning political parties will have to consider whom they choose for high government positions. Perhaps the fact that politicians' immunity has now been largely removed and that we have held to the principle of resignation in the case of criminal indictments, perhaps these two facts will cause the political parties who win the election to think twice about putting forward for high office individuals who have a questionable past or whose close connections with the criminal world are a matter of concern. If that were to be the case, then this would be the biggest step ever taken to cleaning up BIH's politics and to opening the way to new, younger and cleaner hands to take over the government of this country. I have tried so far to explain why the general principle I'm applying to Dr. Čović today is so important for the country and for its future. Now I want to turn to the specific case of Dr. Čović. Under BIH's constitution, the presidency has exclusive responsibility for the conduct of foreign affairs, including representing BIH in international and European fora and seeking membership of these institutions. And here's the point. BIH is arguably more dependent than most countries in the world on the support of the international community. That support, like the citizens' trust in BIH's institutions, is itself very fragile. But without that international support, the country's economy and the welfare of its citizens would collapse, and the stability of the peace in BIH would be threatened. And on the foreign affairs front, the months ahead are vital ones for BIH. This country faces a crucial decision to be taken probably in late April on its future NATO and PFP. And in May, the European Commission will decide whether BIH can progress down the long road that leads to full European membership. And if, as I hope, the answer to those questions is yes, then there will be months, months of detailed, tough international negotiations ahead with the European Union and other countries for which the presidency has specific constitutional, overall political responsibility. Yet, BIH's key international partners in the Peace Implementation Council Steering Board have made their position crystal clear with respect to Dr. Čović. They have unanimously called on him to stand down, and they have made it crystal clear that if he did not do so, then they could not have any contact with him while he remained under indictment. Now, to have a member of the presidency, the body which is in charge of foreign policy, with whom BIH's main international partners will not have any contact, could do real and lasting damage to BIH's immediate and long-term future. But this, of course, would be much worse if Dr. Čović were to become the chairman of the presidency, as he was due to do so in June this year. In these circumstances, Dr. Čović's remaining in office is an impediment which cannot be allowed to impede the country's future at such a crucial time. Now, I had hoped that Dr. Čović would see that his remaining in office, while he defends himself before the courts, was inimical to the best interests of the office which he holds, of the people he represents, and of the country at large. I had hoped that he would strike a blow for higher standards in political life by resigning voluntarily and so paving the way for an honourable political return if in due course he is acquitted. That is why I was keen that he should have full and ample time to consider his position in dignity and to listen to the many powerful voices urging him to stand aside. But he has chosen not to do so. So now I must consider my responsibilities in this matter. I am specifically and legally charged by the PIC with ensuring the smooth running of the common institutions of BIH so that the country can move forward without impediment and stability in the country can be entrenched. Indeed, it was precisely the need to ensure the smooth running of the common institutions which lay behind the creation of the bond powers many years ago. In these circumstances, I had, I believe, no option but to take the decision which I have taken today, requiring Dr. Čović to relinquish his position in the presidency. However, the reason for this decision relates only to the damage which I believe Dr. Čović's remaining in the presidency will do to that institution. There is nothing, either in Dr. Čović's present situation or in his past actions, which leads me to believe that his wider political activities are any threat to the stability or development of BIH. For this reason, as I have just explained to Dr. Čović, my decision applies to Dr. Čović's position in the presidency only and does not apply to his activities as a member of the HDZ. What positions he may continue to hold or what new positions he will take up within the HDZ in the next election year is therefore a matter solely for the HDZ and not for me. Similarly, how and when the vacant position left by Dr. Čović in the presidency is filled, and by whom, is a matter solely for the constitutional and democratic procedures of BIH. Let me conclude by saying that I have taken this decision with deep regret, but in the clear knowledge that it is, I am certain, the right thing to do for BIH and for its future. My apologies for the length of that statement, but it covered a lot of ground. I am happy to answer your questions.
Admir Mujanović, Dnevne novine, San Sarajevo. Zanima me, evo govorite o principijelnosti, da li ćete sličnu odluku donijeti vezano za ministra prometa i komunikacija Branka Dokića, protiv kojeg je danas također na sudu Banja Luci potvrđena optužnica?
The same principles apply. Next question. By the way, I should point out that according to the information I've heard just a few moments ago, that indictment has been confirmed. Had it not been confirmed, I would have said it's a matter for the courts to confirm or otherwise. But now that it has been confirmed, the same principle applies.
Sead Numanović, Dnevni Avaz. Rekli ste da ste razgovarali sa gospodinom Čovićem prije ove press konferencije i zatražili od njega da odstupi sa dužnosti. Hoće li odstupiti sa dužnosti?
You must ask President Čović. But let me say that he handled himself with very considerable dignity, as he has throughout this whole procedure.
Mladen Šišć, Nezavisne novine. Gospodine Žel, možete li reći precizno, da li ste vi smijenili danas gospodina Čovića ili ste zatražili od njega pod navodnicima da dostojanstveno odstupi kao slučaj Čavić? Molim? Znači, smijenili ste ovu riječ.
Any other questions?
Ružni Jažović, Jutarnje novine. Gospodine Ždaun, ne znamo konkretno da li je Dokić smijenjen. I tu je malo nejasno. Da li ćete njega smijeniti? I drugo pitanje, znači li to da gospodin Čović sutra ako bude nevin, da on može obavljati funkcije, recimo da se vrati u vijeće ministara, druge funkcije da obavlja, ili može da bude samo u stranci funkcioner?
Yes, absolutely. I've said all that needs to be said about Mr. Dokić. The same principle applies. I'm sure he understands that. And I would obviously have to consider the situation if events do not develop in the way that I've outlined. But as you know, I do not predict what steps I will take in the future. But the same principle that if you hold high executive office, then you are required to step aside if you are subject to an indictment. If you don't, I have to consider what action then comes, but that's a matter which I will take later on when we see how the situation develops. As regards President Čović, the decision specifically says that he is banned from holding the office of the presidency or any other executive office in government until such time as either I make a decision that he can return to those positions, or he is found innocent of the charges, whichever is the earliest. So if the court were indeed to find him innocent of the charges against him, he would be free to return to any executive position in government. There will be no further restraint on him whatsoever. Any others?
Melissa Sefer, Federalna televizija, gospodine Ashton. Zašto niste smijenili predsjednika Ustavnog suda Maću Tadića kad je on optužen po istoj osnovi? Kao gospodin Čović, u stvari po istoj optužnici.
For a very simple reason. I just outlined the policy to you. Those who hold executive office at a high level and are subject to criminal indictments should be required to stand down. Mr. Tadić does not hold executive office. Whether or not he is required to stand down is a matter for the courts, not for me. It is up to them to make a judgment as to how they preserve the integrity and respect of the courts. And under no circumstances, will I interfere in the courts of BIH. Any others? Nema. Hvala lijepo.